we have kind of experienced an escalating rate of gender-based violence in the country. And we've all along been requesting the Deputy Prime Minister's office to declare gender-based violence as a national emergency in the country. But that has not happened. We've delivered petitions, we've had meetings with him, but that doesn't happen. And then recently we had a number of murder cases that were kind of happening, gruesome murder. And the one that really shocked the nation was the one that involves the deputy sheriff, Mr. Mnina, who shot 5 women, each of them with more than one bullet. And 4 of them died at the same time. And he did this in front of children. So as an organization, then, because we do prevention, we do care and support, we were also very traumatized as we were providing counseling and support to these children. Some of them had to see the borders with some shot on the head. And then within a week of that, like in less than a week, we had another incident when a guy shot his wife again in front of children, and then he also killed himself. With this case in particular, this guy was actually out on bail because he had shot the wife in June, July, and then the gun was taken from him, and then he was out on bail. But he used the very same gun that was supposed to be under police custody to actually kill this wife.
I want to ask you, so why do you think this is happening in Eswatini at this time? Why?
I really don't know why, but I feel it's attributed to post-COVID and post-political unrest, because people handle stress in different ways. And then along with that, it's coupled with a high unemployment rate and also the escalating prices of things in shops. So people, I think, are basically frustrated. People are basically angry.
King Mswati III has addressed this issue. I know you would like for the police or the government to get involved. Are you satisfied with the king's response?
I'm definitely happy with him making that statement that he did recently. But I think it's not enough. The government then needs to do something, because by him making the statement, he's kind of setting precedents and giving them a direction that this is an issue that needs to be addressed. So I'm then looking at government really taking initiatives, because that's what we've been complaining about, that government is not doing anything to address GBV in the country, and yet it's kind of become a pandemic in a way. So I'm quite happy. But then the statement on its own is not enough.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Okay, you're most welcome. Thank you.